This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. The death toll in yesterday's passenger jet crash in Pakistan is put at 97. Two survivors are being treated for their injuries and are reported doing well. One of them, Mohammed Zubair, said after the Airbus 320 hit the ground and burst into flames, all he could see was fire, and all he heard were screams. He said he made his escape by jumping from the burning wreckage. Minutes before the tragedy, the pilot told air traffic controllers he had lost power in both engines. The plane was about to land in Karachi on a flight from Lahore when it went down in a residential area. Here in the United States, Memorial Day weekend is well underway, with Monday recognized as the unofficial start of summer. 1.8 billion Muslims around the world this weekend, marking the end of the holy month of Ramadan. But the coronavirus pandemic observes no holidays. COVID-19 is now taking close to 339,000 lives worldwide, with 5.2 million people sickened. In the U.S., the numbers from Johns Hopkins University, 1.6 million cases and 96,000 deaths. All 50 American states are reopening their economies at varying rates of speed. In Michigan, a pandemic hotspot, Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer has extended her declared state of emergency through mid-June. Michigan has almost 54,000 virus cases and a death toll approaching 5,200. As a contrast, the state of Texas, with almost as many cases as Michigan, is moving full speed ahead on reopening. Its population is 29 million, the largest of all the states. The daily death toll in New York is down to 84. Governor Andrew Cuomo says he's trying to make it as easy as possible for people to get tested. New York at one point was the epicenter of the pandemic. Public health officials in the U.S. are warning against complacency in practicing mitigation efforts aimed at controlling the spread of the coronavirus. A key is social distancing, but that could prove difficult during a long holiday weekend, which is traditionally celebrated with large gatherings. More news online at voanews.com. This is VOA News.